In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, we're doing the infancy narratives of Jesus Christ and John the Baptist. So we have Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that the world should be registered. This was the first registration or census that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Why does Luke tell us about Quirinius, the governor of Syria? That the birth of Jesus took place in history. It was not a fable. It was when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. And so Joseph goes to Bethlehem with Mary, who was very pregnant. Oh yes, he went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. They're like bands of cloth, because there was no place for them in the inn. And I'm going to tell you, that is so real today. There's no place for Jesus. Oh yes, we go to all the malls, we buy all the gifts, but where is the place for Jesus in our lives? It must be in our heart. Oh yes, there was no room in the inn for the Holy Family. And it's like that today, no room. It's all about my buying all the gifts for the kids or all the gifts for the relatives and going to the temple. The temple would be the big stores, and that would be, you know, it has nothing to do with Christmas. Oh, it's about Santa Claus. It's about reindeer, but not about Jesus Christ. Your Christmas should center on the person of Jesus Christ, who came among us to save us from our sin. Oh yes, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Verse 8. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. This is interesting. God reveals his son to shepherds, not to kings, not to queens, not to a royal family, but to shepherds, because this is the one who would shepherd Israel and shepherd the Gentiles. Oh yes. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people, Jew and Gentile alike. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." Oh yes, from his very birth he is the Messiah. He is the Lord. He is the King of Angels. If you want a good theology of Christmas, sing the Christmas carols. Oh yes, the Christmas carols give us a beautiful theology of the infant Jesus. And you know what? our children do not listen to the Christmas carols anymore. It's all about Santa. It's all about Frosty. It's all about snow. It's not about Jesus. If you want a good theology of the baby Jesus, read and sing the Christmas carols. Joyful all you nations rise, for Christ has been born to you. Joyful, away in a manger, no crib for his head, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. Lord Jesus, when? At birth. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the heavenly host praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among people who are of good will. When the angels had left, they went back to heaven. The shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made us known. So they went with haste. Are you going with haste to find Jesus? Are you just going to the malls today? They went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. What is a manger? It's a feeding trough. And you know, this is prophetic because he said, I am the bread of life. He said, unless you eat this bread and drink this cup, you have no life within you. He gives us his body and blood. And he is born in a feeding trough. Oh yes, we still feed off of Jesus, word and sacrament. We still feed off of Jesus, word and sacrament. When they came and saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child by the angel. And all who heard it were amazed of what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these things, all these words, and pondered them in her heart. She's a contemplative. Angels appeared to shepherds, announcing the birth of my child. Mary kept all these things in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Oh, the holy name of Jesus. The holy name of Jesus. Oh yes, he's called Jesus because God will save his people. This is the only baby that was born who would die. He was born to die so that we might have second birth, so that we might know him. Oh yes, this is the only child that was born to die. And it was on the cross that he bore your wounds, your infirmities, your sicknesses, and mine. Oh, my wounds, my infirmities, my sicknesses, my sins. Oh yes, this is the only child that was born to die. Because the greatest thing that he would do would be to draw all men unto himself. And he would shed his blood for you and for me. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. But I tell you, he is holy to the Lord. His name is Jesus. For unto you in the city of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The first people who found out about Jesus were shepherds, poor, broken shepherds. Again, not kings, not queens, not royalty, but shepherds like you and me. Oh yes, we are the Anawim. We need God to the nth degree. We are desperate for the presence of God. We are the shepherds of the day. That God reveals to us, unto you in the city of David, Bethlehem, is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. Why? Because God promised Simeon that he would not die until he beheld the Messiah of the Lord. Oh yes, and I tell you, everything God says, he does, to the crossing of every T and the dotting of every I. It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. Guided by the Holy Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. Are you guided by the Holy Spirit? Oh yes. Are you guided by the Holy Spirit? By the grace of God, I want to be guided by the Spirit. I want to be at a place that God wants me to be at that time and at that place in history. Simeon was guided by the Holy Spirit and came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant. Why? Because I've beheld the Messiah in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation. This is Jesus. There is no other name to be saved under heaven but by the name of Jesus, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Oh yes. First, the gospel was preached to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. Oh yes, we will see the Jews as being the shepherds, the Jewish shepherds. The Gentiles come after in Matthew's gospel, the wise men. Oh yes, for glory of your people Israel, and the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother, This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, also that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Under the cross, neath the cross of Jesus, stood his mother. And as they put the sword into the side of Jesus, there was a spiritual sword that was put into the heart of Mary. Oh yes. Someone gave me, Father Dan gave me, this beautiful picture of the sorrowful mother. And she is looking up, and I'm thinking, what is she looking up at? She's looking up at the crucified Lord. She's looking up at salvation. Oh yes, that's what she's looking up at. And a sword pierced her own soul too, that the hearts of many may be revealed. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 70 years after her marriage. Then as a widow to the age of 84, but worshipped with fasting and prayer night and day. at that moment she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were speaking about the redemption of Jerusalem. Oh, yes. Again, God brings in the nobodies to view his son. But I tell you, they weren't nobodies. They were anointed of God to visit the child, Jesus Christ. They weren't nobodies. To the world, they were nobodies. Who was Simeon? Who was Anna? To the world, they're nobodies. Oh, yes. Who are the shepherds? To the world, they're nobodies. But God reveals to nobodies the Son of God, who is the Lord and who is the Messiah. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. Listen to this. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom and grace of God was upon him. Oh, yes. He became obedient to his parents. Chapter 2, verse 41. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents didn't know it. Why didn't the parents know it? He is the boy Jesus. He can go with the women or with the men. Yes, they traveled separately. Women traveled with women, men traveled with men, and children could go either with the mother or the father. Oh, yes, Mary thought he was with Joseph, and Joseph thought he was with Mary. When does a Jewish child become an adult? At 13. At the bar mitzvah. This is before the bar mitzvah. But the parents did not know it, that he was in Jerusalem. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and among their friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem in search of him. Oh, yes, this is a sorrow of Mary and Joseph. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. What was the child Jesus do? Listening to the teachers and then giving information from his heart. Oh, he's the Son of God. He knows everything. But he listened first before he spoke. And you know what? That should be all of us. We should listen before we speak, especially when we speak about gossip. We should listen, that God wants us to pray for the gossipers rather than to expose them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you with great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what Jesus was saying to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, contemplative. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in the divine and human favor. Oh, yeah. This is the Son of God. This is the Son of God. I love the birth of Jesus according to Matthew. Let's look and see if we want to uh, Let's look and see. Matthew 2, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly, to divorce her. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." That's what Jesus means. Yahweh saves. That he would save his people from their sins. Why? On the cross. As I said, the only child born to die is the child Jesus. On the cross, he would save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. I tell you, God is with us in Jesus Christ. Again, there is no other name under heaven by which we are to be saved. Do you know that today? It's not Buddha. Buddha on his deathbed said, "I still seek the truth." Jesus, the day before he died, said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He shall call his name Emmanuel, because that means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus, the name given to them before he was conceived. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is Emmanuel. The King of Kings is he. The Lord of Lords is he. His name is Jesus. The King of Kings is he. The Lord of Lords is he. Jesus the Lord. Chapter 2 of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, they inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, and from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" You see, they had to go to the Word of God. They didn't know the Word of God. So they went to the scribes and the Pharisees. "Where is the child to be born?" The child to be born is to be born in Bethlehem. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This is the time to celebrate Jesus Christ, Messiah. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.